This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Stroh. Gunshots appear to have been fired while former U.S. President Donald Trump was on stage at a campaign rally in the state of Pennsylvania Saturday. VOA's chief national correspondent Steve Herman reports from Washington.
Authorities and media reports say one person in the crowd died and another was wounded, while the gunman, who was on a rooftop outside the venue, was shot and killed by the Secret Service. Trump raised his right hand toward his neck as shots rang out before ducking behind the riser. With blood on his face, he stood back up and raised his fist before Secret Service agents escorted him from the podium. A campaign spokesman says Trump was taken for a medical evaluation and he is fine. President Joe Biden, spending the weekend in his home state of Delaware, quickly condemned the violence.
There's no place in America for this kind of violence. It's sick. It's sick. It's one of the reasons why we have to unite this country. We cannot allow for this to be happening.
The former president's son, Donald Trump Jr., said he has spoken with his father, who is in great spirits. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike on Saturday killed at least 90 Palestinians and injured at least 300, according to Gaza's health ministry. Reuters' Ilan Rubens reports.
Displaced Palestinians flee, ambulances race amidst clouds of smoke and dust after an Israeli airstrike on Saturday hit the designated humanitarian zone of Al-Mawasi in Khan Yunis, Gaza's health ministry said. Israel said the airstrike was targeting Hamas's military chief, Mohammed Daif, as well as Rafah Salama, the commander of Hamas's Khan Yunis brigade. It was unclear whether Daif was killed. A senior Hamas official did not confirm whether Daif had been present and called the Israeli allegations nonsense. It is unclear how the strike would affect ceasefire talks underway in Doha and